Welcome to Biz Beat, Peak's newest web series profiling whistleblower businesses and their employees who go above and beyond. Each week, we will profile another resort employer and one of their staff, who have each agreed to answer the same questionnaire that has been sent to businesses and employees across the community. This week it's Errandly, a recently launched cleaning, laundry, and errand running service. We catch up with owner and founder Sam Phillips, who, as a one-woman operation, has agreed to answer both the business and worker questionnaires, which we are publishing together. The following interview has been lightly edited for grammar and clarity. Peak. Describe your business and the products, services it provides, as well as when it launched. Errandly is a service that launched in May 2023. Which helps busy individuals manage their to-do lists by providing personalized assistance for various tasks. Whether it's grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning, pet care, or running errands, Errandly offers a range of services to simplify your life. You can expect reliable and efficient service, giving you more time to focus on what matters most. With Errandly, you can expect quality, convenience, and peace of mind knowing that your tasks are taken care of. Tell us about yourself and how you landed in Whistler. I am the owner of two small businesses, including Errandly. In 2021, I started a subscription box called the Craft and Tea Box, which is now shipping all over North America, the UK and Australia. I came to Whistler back in 2011 with my husband for a year, which has now turned into 12 years, owning our first home together and raising our two daughters here. Why did you want to launch your business in Whistler? I love working with the people of Whistler because they are very supportive of new local businesses. They always make me feel like a part of the community and are very supportive of each other. The people of Whistler are passionate about their town and outdoor activities, which helps with my business model as I want to help people free up time to do the things they love the most. If you were mayor for a day, what single policy would you implement in Whistler to best support local businesses? I would create a policy that incentivizes residents to shop at small, local businesses by offering them discounts or coupons for doing so. This could be done through a mobile app or website where residents can search for participating businesses and receive discounts when they make purchases. Additionally, I would create a program to provide small businesses with free marketing and advertising services, such as social media management, to help them promote their products and services to a wider audience. This would help small businesses increase their visibility and attract more customers, ultimately boosting the local economy. What's a memorable moment or customer from your time doing business in Whistler? So far, one of the best clients I've had was when I did a total makeover on her bathroom and bathroom cupboard. She was having a hard time keeping it clean, so having a deep clean and a proper organized system really helped her get back on track. What do you like best about the job? I like the satisfaction of transforming a space in someone's home to give them better mental clarity. What is your housing situation? How did you find it? We own a Whistler Housing Authority property. How do you try to strike a healthy work-life balance in Whistler? I make sure that when my girls are home from school and daycare, the laptop gets shut down and work can wait until they are in bed. Learn more at errandly.ca. Got a business or employee you'd like us to profile? Email reporter Brandon Barrett at bbarrett@peaknewsmagazine.com.